97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Democrats accuse something of being misinformation if it reflects poorly on Democrats. That's usually a pretty good working definition. The simple fact of the matter is that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the Democratic governor of North Carolina were overmatched by events here. They were caught flat-footed. Joe Biden was vacationing in Delaware. Kamala Harris was off holding glitzy fundraisers in Hollywood. And they didn't react immediately. When it was clear that this hurricane hitting in the Appalachians in northern Georgia and western North Carolina and eastern Tennessee would require a different kind of response than it would in coastal areas.
Former Senator Jim Talent on the phone with us this morning. That was Senator Tom Cotton there, Jim, kind of pointing out that it was misjudgment, not misinformation. What's your take on the White House saying that anybody criticizing them right now is un-American? I heard Joe Biden say that yesterday.
That I had not heard. Well, good morning, Mark and Kim.
Yeah, good morning.
Tom is exactly right. Senator Cotton is. And boy, I always love listening to him. He goes right to the heart of the matter. So when something like this hits, the responsibility of a leader is, if you're in the chain of command, as Governor DeSantis said, is you have to immediately prioritize doing everything you can to help, which means, among other things, you know, communication, staying in touch with other actors, governors, mayors, et cetera, and also with whatever part of the government you own or control that is supposed to respond. If you're not in the chain of command, then what you have to do is provide whatever moral support you can. If you're innovative enough to rally support, private support for people the way Trump is doing, that's fine. Other than that, you encourage people. What you cannot do is make it all about you, okay? And as DeSantis said, and I don't even think he was being partisan, he said that she is making it all about her. Now, Biden was late to the game, but I think at least in the last few days, he's trying to do what he can in his condition. But she's making it all about her, which is wrong, and also it's just very bad leadership in politics.
Well, you know, I've several times this morning made the point that when George W. Bush supposedly mishandled Katrina, they vilified him for it. I mean, they brought up race. They claimed it was because he didn't care about New Orleans because, you know, it was predominantly a minority city and all of this stuff. Right. And as John Kennedy pointed out, the senator from down there, there were 20,000 United States troops and 350 military helicopters called in to assist after that. And the response to Helene has been far less than that on the part of Joe Biden, but somehow it's not fair to criticize what that response is.
Yeah, I mean, which is really, you're un-American if you criticize the effectiveness of the government. I mean, that's how America was formed, because we criticized the government we had then, right? I mean, the whole thing is just, it's not playing well, and I suspect that's what causing this panicked response is the politics of it.
Yeah. No.
I don't even like asking this question, because obviously the number one priority is saving lives and getting people back up on their feet who have lost everything. But with the election 25 days out, what kind of impact do you think this could have?
It shows. The Biden administration has pursued policies which were far left policies and were just the wrong policies, even if they'd been competently executed. The other problem, though, is just a vast and almost inexplicable incompetence. I mean, we saw this in Afghanistan, right? I mean, you can argue about whether we should have withdrawn, but I mean, they couldn't possibly, I mean, you've had to plan, one would think, to do it that badly. And so, yes, it's very much an issue.
Well, I mean, even getting to the ballot box to vote could be an issue this point. Then prepping the ballots is what I worry about.
Right. And that's going to be an issue for the local and state authorities to deal with, Kim. My gut is, and I'm not an election clerk, okay, my gut is they have enough time that if they make it a priority that we can minimize the effect of that. But, yes, that's going to be a problem. And who can blame people who are worried about losing everything, including potentially their lives or the lives of their friends, for, you know, not prioritizing whatever voting procedures they're able to put in place now. But I think, you know, we're still, again, my gut is they can probably fix that, particularly in the states with really competent leaders like Florida. And I think most of these states are pretty well led.
Yeah, that's what I worry about the most, Jim, is not anything intentional that makes it harder for these people to vote, but just the fact that it happened and they're struggling with where they're going to get their next meal, voting probably tends to be a low priority at that point. So,
I would think so. But I think most people understand the importance of the election and are going to make an effort. And it's fine to, I mean, we're not, if we were in the middle of this, that's not the question you would be asking. You guys would be doing, you know, your part as public influencers and members of the media to try and help people. But, you know, that's a natural question to ask, particularly if you're not in that part of the country.
Yeah, that's a good point. Jim Talent, have a great morning, my friend. Thank you.
Same to you guys.
Absolutely. Take care. Former Senator Talent there. Yeah, they got a mess on their hands. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're going to do in parts of Appalachia where roads are washed out. People are going to have to need assistance to get to the polls, depending on what they're going to do here. I just don't know. It's certainly something we need to talk about and not just stop talking about it because the left tells us it's misinformation. It's not.
Get more at 971talk.com.